Former NFL player under fire after bringing stripper to a high school. By Paul Bois on October 19, 2022. Former New England Patriots running back Quentin Hines has come under fire for allegedly bringing a stripper to a high school. Hines, who also serves as CEO of the minor league football organization Rivals Professional Football League, hosted the league's PC Sweeties Day Bash at Mount Clemens High School, where performer was seen dancing erotically with a scantily clad woman on the gymnasium floor. Hines told Fox 2 that he did not believe the scantily clad woman was a stripper. "I don't think she was a stripper. She was one of her dancers that was underdressed, and it's unfortunate," Hines said. "I did not know that someone would come that underdressed to dance with him. We are very sorry, but we are still going to be a platform for up-and-coming artists," he later said. Mount Clemens High School did not sponsor the event, and no students were present at the time of the incident. However, Mount Clemens Community School Superintendent Monique Beals told reporters that the minor football league had been banned from all school properties. "There have been no prior issues of inappropriateness when this organization ranted from our district in the past. There was no reason to believe the activities that took place at the event on October 15, 2022, would take place in our gym," Beals said. The Mount Clemens Community Schools Board of Education and Administration are deeply shocked, disappointed, and disgusted by the inappropriate events that took place, Beals added. State Superintendent Tricia Foster called for individuals within the district to be held accountable for what happened. "I'm writing to express our strong disapproval of the events that occurred over the weekend at Mount Clemens High School. All of us, regardless of where we live or who we are, want the same things for our kids, a world-class education to excel in life and work. Our schools serve as the foundation of these goals and pillars of our communities. So it is important that every district presents an appropriate environment of learning that puts the best interest of students and parents first at all times," Foster said. "We are asking for the school district to conduct an immediate review to determine how such a large oversight or lapse in judgment was allowed to occur. We are further asking that you take action to hold the right people accountable for the events that unfolded. Lastly, we are encouraging the school district to implement policies, procedures, and safeguards to ensure this never happens again," Foster added.